I get on a train, and I come then to Lincoln University. This must have been 1950s, maybe 56, maybe 1956. And I got there on a weekend, and I didn't have, the trunk was coming behind me, so I had my trombone. And I got there with basically a jacket, a suit coat, my pink pants that I was wearing, and a flowered shirt, which represented California. And I got in on a Saturday and picked up a key so I could go to the studio, and a storm hit, a winter storm. And it hit like on that Saturday. Sunday, the snow was so deep, and I'm there with just my suit coat, right? So Monday morning, it's time to go try to teach. Well, first of all, the guy who's O. Anderson Fuller made it very plain to me when he came over the building. It was a new building at the time. And I'm practicing, I'm playing, getting sentimental over you or something. And he came into me and told me, we don't allow no jazz in this music building. And he's my new boss. So I understood. So that Monday, I'm getting ready to go to school. And you have to come down what they call the foot, because the school is up on a hill. We pass the foot, and there are all these cats hanging out at the foot. Now, it's snow 2 feet deep.
And Lincoln's an all-black school, and right?
Yeah. Well, it was an all-black school, but it had some white students. I mean, you know, by that time, they were accepting some white students. So I'm coming past the foot, and there are all these brothers hanging out with their top coats on and their Russian hats. And one of them is Julius Hemphill. Another one is a guy named Carl Solomon. And Monroe Nash. And these are all incipient jazz players. So I'm coming there, man. Now, they're standing in their top coats, and I'm in my pink pants and flowered shirt and my suit coat. So I'm walking past the Greasy Spoon, right? And I hear somebody go, "Ahem." I keep on walking. "Ahem." And it's Julius. And I hear him say, loud enough for everybody, all his partners to hear, "If anybody got a top coat today, they got it on." And them cats fell out. They were just laughing. They thought this was the greatest thing they ever seen. And they got to school and found out I was the teacher. Now, you got to understand that the black schools, they were not terribly affluent. So I'm teaching theory. I'm teaching private, all the brass students. I have an assistant to the band person, and I'm teaching orchestration. So these guys are in all my classes. And Julius trying to Uncle Tom now. He's going to get on my good side.